With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A son of Iran's late supreme leader has been named his father's successor after his father was killed in the opening days of the Iran war. Correspondent John Gambrell says it's a leadership choice that President Trump has called unacceptable.
Mojtaba Khamenei is thought to be more hardline than his father, and he comes into power as Iran's theocracy faces perhaps its greatest challenge yet, this ongoing war that has seen sites across Iran destroyed, as well as Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, its air force and army targeted and just pounding airstrikes.
Oil prices have fallen back after spiking near $120 per barrel. The war disrupts crude production and shipping in the Middle East.
A rapidly rising oil price is causing stock market prices to fall. The leading index in Germany, the DAX, slumped by more than 2.5% to 22,927 points in the opening minutes early Monday. It briefly reached its lowest level since May 2025, but has somewhat rebounded. Tim Exner, capital markets expert at Storbing AG, tells the AP, investors' fears of a major crash remain. The longer the war continues, the greater the concerns about inflation and growth will naturally become, especially as long as oil prices remain high. Oil prices have risen by around 50% since the outbreak of the war, he says. Crude prices fell back Monday after the Financial Times reported the members of the G7 industrial nations were considering releasing some oil reserves to ease pressure on supplies. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A suspected narco-trafficking boat has been blown up by the U.S. military in the eastern Pacific. Six men on board the vessel were killed. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 467 points. This is SRN News. Can a person be moral without God?
The Pew Research Center has been asking that question, and here in the United States, only 31% of respondents say no. A belief in the Almighty is necessary for an individual to behave morally. The vast majority of nations in Europe have percentages that are even lower. However, in mostly Muslim nations such as Indonesia and Turkey, the vast majority of people believe that a person must believe in God if they wish to be moral. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern is urging the Trump administration to address persecution of believers in sub-Saharan Africa. ICC has cheered the president for trying to curb persecution in Nigeria, but the organization wants to make sure that other bad actors, including Ethiopia, do not slip off the radar. A new ICC report reveals that in nearly every corner of Ethiopia, Christians suffer violence. The conflicts vary in their sources, but the outcome too often ends the same way. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is vowing to appeal a federal judge's ruling against deep cuts at the Voice of America. Those cuts have been ruled illegal.
U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth ruled that Carrie Lake did not have authority under the law to take her actions. Lake was President Trump's choice to lead the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which includes the Voice of America, but she was never confirmed by the Senate. As a result, the judge said she lacked the authority to lay off most of VOA's employees. Lake called it a bogus ruling by an activist judge that will be appealed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Travelers complained of long waits yesterday that in some cases lasted hours at security checkpoints at airports in Houston and New Orleans. Officials blame the long waits on the partial government shutdown as Democrats refused to fund the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. More details at SRNNews.com.